Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Damon Arundel.
In the children's game hide and seek, the necessary skills are running, tracking, hiding, and observation. You run or hide from whomever is it to stay safe. In some versions, you can pretend it is a monster. The point of the game is to make it home. Home base, home safe, home free. At the conclusion of the game, no one was a monster. There was no need to hide. And we all went home safe. Children do not remain docked in the safe harbors of home for long. I tempted fate in spades, ventured out into the open seas of summer nights for bike rides alone in the dark. It was the same neighborhood I had ventured through in the daylight, but in New York, the night hangs over you like a hood. Wandering like Magellan, familiar landmarks faded into the shadows. I had only the streetlight stars to remind me of my place, to tell me how far I'd gone, and to guide me back home. When it rains, even the streetlights become sirens and abandon us in the dark. It was raining the night he didn't come home. Home, where you belong. If I cannot find home, I am lost. If I am lost, I do not belong. Monsters can smell you when you do not belong. Monsters kill those who are not home safe. Monsters do not know they are monsters. Monsters are afraid you want what they have. Monsters squint their eyes because they are too afraid to see and too afraid to close their eyes. Monsters only see what they are afraid of. Monsters do not know they are monsters. It is not a long stretch of the imagination to envision black pirates, violent marauders, pillaging. Somalian pirates were not a stretch for the average American mind, but to picture brown and black faces gracefully, peacefully sailing the open seas. Well, take notice of the strain on your brain muscles, how reluctant you are to move beyond what you have previously seen, to let me belong, to let me come home. When you do not know you are afraid, you do not know you are a monster. When you do not know you are a monster, you see monsters everywhere. Imagine me, black man. Imagine me angry. Imagine me more than angry black man. Imagine me heartbroken. Imagine me angry and heartbroken that my anchor has touched down in every emotional port and I continue to sail, that I am whirlpool and shipwreck, tide pool and deserted island, that I am human. And I want to reach home safe. Imagine me coming home. Imagine me deserving to come home. Imagine you being safe by me being safe. It was a Tuesday when he set out to port. Sailors believe the only good day to set sail is Sunday. Tuesdays are not a day for homecoming. It was raining. He didn't even have the streetlight stars to guide him home. I wonder if he was whistling. If it was his innocent whistling that called the wind and brought a sea monster to him. Stars shine at us from far away. monsters like far away. Stars are allowed to shine from far away. How do you reach home when your shining is a threat? He did not sail far. He was not lost. He was too close. He was no pirate, had pillaged no bounty, brown face in the open sea of the night, a star in the flesh. How do you get home when there is no safe? The monster's compass homed in on him. Monsters kill what does not belong. Imagine the monster driving the point home. The necessary skills to win at hide and seek are running, tracking, hiding, and observation.